First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us where you are, and we have a special guest today, so I'll let you introduce him.
Right. So I am very fortunate to be in Jamaica, and I am one of 21 Canadian travel advisors who was invited to the Back to Jamaica 2025 event, and we're part of a 200-plus contingent. And so the purpose of this is to recognize Jamaica's recovery from the Category 5 Hurricane Melissa that happened here, November 28th?
A month ago.
Yeah, so this is kind of showing people that it's okay to come to Jamaica. I want to just start our conversation. There's a in Jamaican patois, it's people say soon come. It means that it's going. People are going to be with you soon. But I want to switch it around and tell our guests, our listeners, and our travelers to come soon to Jamaica.
I love that.
Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. And CJ and I go back a long time. Did you know that CJ used to be when he was a baby, he was my sales rep in Calgary. And I'd chase him down. I put out an APB for CJ. I tell myself, I need to see CJ. If he comes into the office, he has to call me. And he did.
Oh, it is no joke. Okay. It is, Brandy, it is no joke. The stories I could tell. The history is serious.
I thought she was going to say she was your babysitter.
No.
Not on that.
No, but it would be funny when her office, she literally would send out a message, and as soon as I show up into any of her locations, they'd be like, "Oh, Nancy's looking for you. She put an APB out. Okay, give her a call." And that was always fun. It was always good. But we've always had a great relationship, and it's fantastic. We had the opportunity to have Onanta join us, and I'm glad she said yes. I really am glad she said yes.
So the opportunities here for us to look at the different facilities and the basically the condition of the island and of the resort. And, you know, it is about a 90-minute bus transfer from the airport to where we are right now. But honestly, Rand, if you didn't know, there was a hurricane a month ago. Other than a few trees that are blown over and some roofs that have blue tarp on it, you wouldn't guess. So kudos to the Jamaican people, because they have pride and resilience, and they are, you know, getting things ready for guests to come.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've discussed this in past podcasts, Onanta, about the conundrum that people have when a disaster hits a certain area. Is it okay to go back? And so it sounds like this is the kind of event that says, it is okay.
Yeah, you know, Randy, what we found is that our executive chairman had the brilliant idea of saying, hey, you know, we're scheduled to reopen five of our 8 resorts here in Jamaica on the 6th of December. So for us, we were super excited at the opportunity when he said, how about we invite our travel advisors and key industry partners to join us in destination so they see what the recovery looks like, so they can get that confidence in understanding what the product is all about. And the fact that though we may have been impacted a little bit over a month ago, we've done tremendous work to get the island up and running and back. They even did tours today, for crying out loud. So we were super excited that people were able to go out and experience the product. And Onanta's social media is blowing up with all the great content.
Well, there's a lot of great content to share. And today, I was the fortunate participant in a spa experience. And you know that term glowing? Yeah, I'm glowing after my facial. And I really wish my fellow Canadians could come and join Sandalston River and experience that, but also experience the resort. The resort is beautiful. It absolutely has so many amenities for you, like lots of different restaurants. I had lunch in the Jerk Shack. So if you like jerk chicken or beef patties, it's yummy. And there's There's a beautiful pool. There's swim out room categories for you to enjoy. So as CJ said, there's lots for you to do on and off the resort. So there's times and that some places are not ready yet. And that includes South Coast, and they're working hard. But what I really like about Sandals as a brand, yes, it's luxury. Yes, you're going to get great service and beautiful staff, but it cares about Jamaica. It, you know what? It takes care of their employees that were affected, and they are staging some really good philanthropic events. Like, we were encouraged to bring school supplies for 3 to 12-year-olds to give to people who unfortunately were affected by the hurricane, and we're going to
stop.
Really looking forward to that. So not only will travelers and guests get a great product and 5-star accommodation, but they're going to support a brand that cares for Jamaica, which is super important in today's world, because it's not all about money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. And I'm glad you mentioned the number of resorts that Sandals has in Jamaica. I believe you said 8. So, yeah, you're all over the place there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Jamaica is home. Jamaica is where the brand was born in 1981. So 44 years going to 45. And so for us, Jamaica is home. So we've got 8 resorts here in Jamaica, of which, like I said, 5 are reopening on December 6th. So we're super happy that that's the case. And of course, the other 3, we're taking the opportunity to do tremendous enhancements. So it is scheduled to reopen. They're scheduled to reopen in May of next year. So we're really excited about the opportunity ahead. But also, more importantly, we're appreciative of the great support that the travel agent community, the traveling community as well. So clients who are listening to your listeners, literally, that look to this podcast for great insight, for great advice, just for great updates, are going to love the fact that you've got a brand that's really reinvesting in the destination, but more importantly, in its people, and also inviting you to come and see what we're doing. Hold us accountable. So we're really excited about this opportunity.
I was just going to say, this isn't the first time that Jamaica has been hit by a hurricane, but it seems to me it's the first time that any of like this kind of event was held to sort of showcase Jamaica, saying we're okay. We still need some work to do, but you're welcome to come.
Yeah, you know what, Randy? What a Category 5 hurricane has never really hit Jamaica. As a matter of fact, a Category 5 hurricane, what is that? So, you know, the catastrophe of it all is incredible, you know, and there has been some significant impact to the island. But what it is, the country has taken it as an opportunity to reinvent, to reorganize, to take the opportunity to also take us into the next level of innovation for the island. So there's some great ideas. I'm not with the Jamaica Tourist Board, so I won't spill them. But there's some brilliant ideas that they're going to be using because, Ananta mentioned at the beginning that the Jamaican people are so resilient. And resilience is the word that we've been using. It's been 1 month since this hurricane. And in that 1 month, we have seen tremendous transformation as it relates to the hotel sector. The North Coast of Jamaica is for the prime hotel sector of the island. It is also a driving force for the GDP of this country. And so with hospitality, one of the things that the Jamaican people know how to do is to welcome people home and to have them feel that warmth that the Jamaican people know and love, but also more importantly, to share that culture, the vibe that Jamaica brings to people, that once you touch it, once you go, you truly know what it's all about.
And you could really sense that. So upon arrival, I don't know if every single staff member of Sandals Dunhill was singing welcome to Sandals to all of us yesterday, but it was such a lovely treat to, arrive. And they're all singing and greeting us with gusto and warmth. And, you know, you talk to individuals in my day today, just exploring the property. And yes, they have been touched by a pretty massive event, but they're so happy to have us back and to encourage our guests and our the travelers, our listeners, to come back to Jamaica.
Absolutely.
So it's not just a marketing ploy. It's a true sense of, of Jamaican spirit. And that's what I would like to share with everybody is the people, the music, the food, you can connect. And if you've been here before, you're going to love it because you know what to expect. Yeah. And if you are thinking of coming, please call me.
Please call Donanta.
Yes.
What, you know, Randy, what's absolutely interesting is, you know, I've interacted with a few clients who felt, who had stuff booked that felt guilty. Guilty was the word they used. I felt guilty about coming back to the island so quickly, not giving it an opportunity to explore more recovery and so forth. And I had to stop them in the middle of the tracks and say, thank you so much for the concern. But really and truly, if you'd like to participate in this effort, two things. You can participate with the foundation, with the Sandoz Foundation, or you can literally travel. Because that's the best way you can do it. Because tourism is such a major industry for the people of Jamaica. Traveling actually keeps them fully and gainfully employed, which is another thing, by the way. And let me just do a quick Sandoz plug. We did not lay off any of our team members during this time away. And we, you know, we put so many systems in place that for dignity purposes, I won't go into in depth about it. However, there's so many systems that they put in place to support the team members that have been impacted throughout this process, including, by the way, and this one I will say, including having physicians and therapists involved in the resort, come onto the resort and do trainings and so forth and just speak to them because sometimes they just need an outlet. So it is a family here at Sandals and Beaches Resorts, and it's difficult to sometimes express that in our commercials, but once you touch it and experience it yourself, you understand it.
And you could see that from the top of the leadership with Adam Stewart, who's the executive chairman of Sandals. And, you know, I watch on YouTube and on different social media, him going out and meeting the people, going to ground level and talking to them. And you see the, I think he's even part of the government task force in Jamaica to, you know, help lead what is necessary to rebuild and to regrow. But at the end of the day, as I say, you know, Jamaica is a great destination to come to, but also it's good to work with preferred suppliers such as Sandals and Beaches in bringing our guests to the destination so they know that their, you know, their hard-earned money, traveling dollars, is you know, to good use because they're supporting a great island, which I have to say, I don't know if you know this, Randy. I was born here.
So it is coming home for you.
It is.
Oh, you could. I wish I could have seen her face when she got to the arrival and heard them say, welcome home. I wish I could have seen your face.
Yes, and welcome home means eating to me. So I've already had two Jamaican patties. I've already had jerk chicken, a few rum punches. So
check.
So it, you know, so it is a great destination, a good feeling. It's warm. It's welcoming. It's not only beautiful, but it's the energy behind Jamaica as well.
And so you reiterate again the two things that people can do to help out. There's the Sandals Foundation, and there's just going to visit.
Absolutely. So the sandalsfoundation.org is how they can contribute to the process. And by the way, with the Sandals Foundation, 100% of donations go into an initiative because the actual overhead of the foundation is covered by Sandals Resorts International. So for Sandals Foundation, 100% of donations actually goes back into an initiative. And if they want, they can totally research. Sandalsfoundation.org has lots of information and they can totally research that. But then the second thing, which is the most important, is to travel. Call Onanta. Get it all set up. She's going to tell you where's available, what's available. The resort personalities are very different. So depending on what you're looking for, she could totally mix and match the resort experience for you. But the best way you can totally support this island is to definitely travel. The people would appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And we appreciate, as a travel community, Sandals welcoming us and giving us this preview of the resort.
We're just happy you could come.
And yeah, so.
At such short notice, too.
It was an early Christmas present for me.
Well, thank you to the both of you. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures in Jamaica at the Sandals Duns River Resort on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. And a special guest, CJ Smith, Director of Sales for Canada with Sandals Resort, sandals.com is their website. And they are coming to us from the Sandals Duns River Resort, one of five that are reopening, one of eight Sandals Resorts in Jamaica. So I appreciate your time. I'm sure there's things you need to do and want to do. So I appreciate you taking the time to do this for us.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. See, she just keeps surprising me. She keeps surprising me. Thank you so much. Thank you to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care, Randy.